The How of the Christian Life by Alex Crane, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Be it unto me according to your word. How it's made. The Science Channel's hit show regularly makes the most of people's curiosity about how household items like gummy candy, aluminum cans, and flavored bacon actually go from raw materials to finished product. It's easy to become mesmerized when cameras are leading you behind the scenes into the inner workings of factories making a few of your favorite things. By the end of each segment, the mists of your own vague ideas about process and production have been utterly dispersed. This week's reading in chapter 4 of Francis Schaeffer's True Spirituality is a bit like How It's Made, in that he delves into the secret of how the Christian life is effectively lived. While many of us know this secret in theory, the daily mist of our own residual fallen nature makes it necessary to review the blazing truth so that we might see ourselves and God accurately and live out our faith practically. Moving forward from last week's teaching in chapter 4 about the normality of believing in unseen things, Schaeffer issues the biblical call this week to engage in what he terms active passivity when living the faith. Schaeffer points out that belief in the Holy Spirit is one thing. Now, what do we do with that belief? 2 Corinthians 2:14 says that the communion of the Holy Spirit is to be with all true believers. We are to rely fully and constantly on Christ's promise to send us the Holy Spirit. He is the agent of the power and the person of the glorified Christ. John 14:18 says, "There is not enough strength in ourselves, but placed before us is the power and work of the glorified Christ through the agency of the Holy Spirit." Surely, this is exactly what Christ meant when he said, "I will not leave you as orphans." As we look at the book of Acts, we find in the early church not a group of strong men laboring together, but the work of the Holy Spirit bringing to them the power of the crucified and glorified Christ. It must be so for us also. As with Mary in the virgin birth, when she gave herself with her body to God in response to his promise, so we are in the same situation, in a certain sense, that we have these great and thrilling promises we have been considering, and we are neither to think of ourselves as totally passive, as though we had no part in this, nor are we to think we can do it ourselves. If we are to bring forth this fruit through us by the agency of the Holy Spirit, there must be a constant act of faith, of thinking. Upon the basis of your promise, I am looking for you to fulfill them. Bring forth your fruit through me into this poor world. We do not have to beat ourselves or be dejected, but simply say, "Be it unto me according to thy word." This is what I mean by active passivity. This is the how, and there is no other. Finally, as if to say this is really how it's done, Schaeffer re-emphasizes that this is not just theoretical access to the power of the crucified, risen, glorified Christ. This is access that we have in reality, in the here and now. Intersecting faith and life. Are you depending on your own energy, cleverness, persistence, charisma, and talents to present the Christian life as attractive to your lost friends and family members? By faith, gaze upon Christ, his atonement, perfections, and promises. Respond with active passivity. Be it unto me according to thy word.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.